welcome to episode 29 of the Low Carb Universe Show.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, Bitte. I am fine. How are you?
I am super fine, actually. I've been interviewing you. I've been doing that as well. But we've been interviewing quite a few of our speakers lately. And I get such a kick out of that. Talking
it
to
is
them.
So much fun.
It is, and it's like
I love it.
Yeah, and everyone I talk to, because I haven't met everybody, it's like, oh my, I can't wait for November. I want to meet these guys in real life.
I know.
Yeah.
I really can't wait. It's going to be. I can't even imagine how it's going to be, because it's going to be different, of course, because we have different people.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a different atmosphere than before, but still, it's going to be. Wow. Seriously, yeah. I think the ones who don't buy a ticket will really feel like they're missing out.
Exactly.
They're going to regret it.
Yeah, you will regret it. Trust me.
Anyway, speaking of these interviews, this episode is actually about something that we got inspired by one of the speakers saying.
Yep.
You did the interview, so why don't you tell us?
Yes, I interviewed Maria Emmerich the other day. And when I asked her what subject in the low-carb world was most exciting to her, she was mentioning that the fat bombs and the bulletproof coffee, that people use too much fat.
Yeah, isn't that exciting, considering the whole sort of name of the food that we're eating is low-carb,
yes.
High-fat?
Yes, it is. And you know, both of us has been in this business for quite a while. And I remember myself, in the beginning, I was just shoveling in the fat.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, but it in the beginning, it worked. And I think you, in my case, everything is so individual when it comes to the food. But in my case, my body needed to see that it was okay to have fat. And because I'd been living on margarines and, you know, light stuff for years. So I think my body needed that. And then I continued to eat. I didn't eat that much fat after like 3 months. It was like, it wasn't a decision I made. It was just my body telling me that, oh, I don't need it. I wasn't craving it the same way. And for the last 7 or 8 months, I've been very low, not low if you can compared to normal diet and normal people. but I haven't been adding like big knobs of butter on my dishes.
Yeah. No, I have something similar. I remember when I started, you know, I was really struggling to get all the fat in, because then of course I was following the sort of, well, 85% to 90% fat, yeah, and then the rest, you know, has to be divided up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, holy wow, this is a lot of fat. But I did it, and I think it was good in the beginning, like you said as well.
Yes.
It was really, really beneficial in the beginning, because it, A, just like you said, showed my body that, hey, there is an alternative fuel source. You don't have to rely on the sugar. And B, I think I needed it to heal the things like hormones and you know, all of these things and vitamin production and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think I needed all of that fat to get that stuff going.
Yes.
And now my body, now several years later, I'm not as far in as you are, but several years later, my body has realized, hey, there's an endless fuel source. It's called your butt.
Yeah. Yes, that is so true.
And it takes from that now instead. Instead of, I still eat fat. It's not like I've gone like zero fat or anything. I still eat the beautifully marbled entrecôtes and T-bone steaks and all of these things. And I eat the occasional bacon, eggs, you know, all of this stuff. But I don't, like you said as well, I don't add as much anymore. Like, I don't add like all of this, ooh, I need to have whipped cream every day because otherwise I won't meet my fat macros. I'm no, my body is fine without it. I don't need it.
I actually, I've been having coconut oil in my coffee for several years, and that I just quit.
I remember.
Yeah, I just...
That was dramatic.
Yeah, it was very dramatic, you know, girl. No, but it was, and I don't crave it. I have no cravings for it. And the only time I think that you should maybe do, that I would consider doing a bulletproof coffee or something, a fat shock or anything, it's if I'm going on a longer car trip, maybe, I can have a fat shock in like a thermos. You know, is that the correct name? You know, a can that is hot. So I can. If I don't want to, because I get more and more aversion against you know, those hamburger places and so that are available.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's the only time I would even consider having it.
I was thinking more like, you know, if I need to have like dental surgery or something and I can't eat for a couple of days, then maybe I would consider a bulletproof something, coffee, chocolate, tea, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't see where it would fit in my personal diet. I mean, I'm sure there are people where it does fit. But for me, in my personal way of eating and sort of the rhythm that I'm eating in, it's just there's no space for it. And then I would just be cramming it in for the sake of cramming it in, which is also not the right thing to do, I don't think.
No. The only thing that my body hasn't learned yet is to take the fat from the butt.
but I realized some new advancements in that area.
okay, yeah.
Yesterday I was trying on jeans in a store, and I could wear one size smaller than I usually wear, which doesn't happen easily for me. And I think I know what it is, but I'm not ready to reveal it yet this publicly. I need to try it out a little bit more, but I'm on the hunt for something.
Yeah, but you just revealed it, that your butt is smaller. So
yes, but how I got there?
Ah, yeah, it's the same for me because I actually lost a few centimeters, and I've been measuring my body ever since I started with low carb, because that's the most accurate way to actually see what's happening to your body. So
yes.
I've seen some progress there as well, but mostly in my waist. I had the same measurement as my 16-year-old daughter in my waist. And I talk a lot about this. I mention it a lot, but I'm menopausal, and it shouldn't be possible to lose weight.
You look amazing on that photograph where you tried on your wedding dress again after 17 years.
I was
seriously that picture. I'm like, holy smokes!
Yeah,
damn girl.
Yeah, you see, and I was so surprised myself. It was like, what the beep? but that is, if we should go back to the subject of the day, the fat. I thought I'd never be saying this, that what we are speaking about today. But the thing is that we constantly learn. We learn from others, there's new science, there are debates and discussions, and you learn about yourself.
Yeah, and that's how we evolve in all of that stuff.
Exactly. And when I was interviewing Gary Fetke, we talked about this, the fact that you don't eat the same when you're a teenager, when you're maybe want to be pregnant or anything like that. So you have to see, where in life are you? And and if you are on a plateau, don't push in more butter or fat.
Skip the bulletproof coffee, please.
And the fat bombs. Yeah. And the peanut butter. And
all of these things. And all the sort of, what I really... I'm actually a bit scared of all of these new products that are coming out on the so-called keto market that are not real food.
Yeah.
You know, like all these fake foods, like we're going in the same, or they are going in the same direction as the general food industry with all these Frankenfoods and, you know, these man-made created stuff. If you need something along on the way, like freaking boil an egg, like how difficult can it be?
Yes.
Or get some travel safe bacon, or, you know, whatever. I don't, just don't eat shit.
Yeah. But because the thing is, and that is something I've also learned throughout the years, everyone doesn't have to do what we are doing, being very low carb. I am terribly strict right now, but, yeah. but that's not necessary. If you go in your teens or in your young adults years, when you start to eat food from of great quality, clean food, you can eat
real food.
You can eat a couple of slices of a really good rye bread. You can eat fruit. But the thing is, when you had a history of growing up with margarines and sweets and sodas and snacks, you might need to be a bit stricter. But if you start early, you don't need to be that strict.
Yeah, and I think also if you've eaten all of the margarine and the other frankenfoods that both of us have eaten before, I think your metabolism actually does get destroyed to a certain extent.
Yes.
So you need to give your body all of the real foods to make that heal in a way, because that is not going to heal with frankenfoods with different ingredients, slightly different ingredients. No. That's just no.
No.
Because your body won't know what to do with it.
Yeah. And thinking of, if you want, we said that if you're like, need to, after being at the dentist or something, there's a better alternative instead of like Fat Shock or Bulletproof coffee, and that is bouillon.
Yeah, of course. Bone broth.
Bone broth, because you get the collagen, you get the salts, you get a lot of minerals and vitamins that you won't get from just melted butter.
That's true. That's very true. And I used to make my own bone broth, but then I got sort of bored because it takes so long.
Yeah, but I used to do it when it was like super hot and very new. So,
yeah.
But it is super delicious, and it's not
it
that.
Is.
It's not that you have to be standing by the stove all day when it's boiling, but you need to like have a check and not every now and then. And now I actually am going to order a bone broth now from one of my normal grocery stores. So because that's been very hard to find a nice one instead of those small cubes, you know, dry cubes that you dissolve in water. And this is like fresh and cooked until it's like jelly.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so I'm going to try that one. And it had no strange things in it.
Stuff.
So when you, I don't do dairy anymore. And if you want to make a stew or something, you can get more yummy consistency and structure with this bone broth, I think. So that's why I'm trying.
It's quite funny because everywhere I go nowadays, I read the ingredients of these stupid bone broth cubes to find one that is clean without anything that will upset myself or my system.
Yeah.
I still haven't managed to find one. I travel a lot and I still haven't managed to find one. So if you have an idea where I can find like cube bone broth, because they're great on trips as well and traveling. Instead of, you can just have some hot water and you know, just melt it in and it's great and you have your nutrients. But if you know of one, please let me know because I'm going bananas.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the same. We had to say that you might find it in a goodie bag at our event. Not exactly the worst products, but we are not, this is how we do it, and this is what we recommend people to do, and we want people to get educated and informed, and then you make your own decision.
Absolutely. And I mean, if some of the worst companies would approach us and be like, hey, can we put stuff in your goodie bag, we'd be like, no.
so we do reject the worst ones.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
But we also want to keep an open mindset and, you know, to make sure that, because I know we would never want to make keto an exclusive thing and there's only one way of doing it and all this stuff. No. There are a gazillion ways of doing keto and we're so happy that there is, because then we have a lot to talk about and a lot to learn and a lot to discuss and evolve from. But I really think they should sort of aim at learning more and finding out what is right for you rather than following someone else's concept or buying products that someone else is recommending. Yes, buy them, but try them out and really make sure that they do work for you, because if they don't, then there's no point and they're going to be, you know, waste of time, money and energy. And my biggest point today probably is the point that I always make to everyone and everything around: dare to listen to your body.
Yeah.
If some part of what you have been taught that it is keto does not work for you, then don't do it.
No, exactly.
And you will only find that out if you dare to listen to what your body's telling you.
Yeah. And that is a case of that could be very hard for some people, but you have to learn and you have to be sensitive. And is it the craving? Am I really hungry? Like this morning, I've been doing intermittent fasting for several years before I even knew there was something called intermittent fasting.
And you're ahead of your time.
I am. I do 16-8. And I don't have breakfast. I detested having breakfast when I was growing up. I was forced to eat it. But so I'm so happy that I don't have to do it. But this morning I woke up and I was super hungry. So, and what do I do? Do I keep starving until lunch when my window for eating is open? No, I made an omelette with two eggs and some parsley and fried it in butter and ate it, because my body says so. But I've learned throughout the years when I have a craving and when I'm hungry. And, you know, nowadays, I don't know what a craving is, actually.
No, it's really difficult to, I wouldn't know what to,
No.
I think as a summary for this is just basically, you don't have to do it. I mean, a lot of fat is great in the beginning, I think, in order to waken up your body's ability to actually use it.
Yep.
But after that, just do what your body tells you and dare to listen and make sure that you find out. And, you know, I also think this whole dare to listen to your body thing, it helps when you're not as clouded with terrible foods.
Yeah.
When you really eat real food and you give your body the fuel that it needs, it can also tell you in clearer signals what was good, what wasn't, what did it need, what doesn't it need.
So it's as simple as that.
Yeah, we've solved world peace and everyone's problem on keto. How great are we?
Yeah. And if you want to learn more and listen to what all our awesome speakers think about this, you should come to Majorca in November.
You really should.
You really should be inspired and be sure that you eat only clean food, real food, for 5 days. And you will feel like a king or a queen when you leave us. And so please join us. And you'll find all the information you need on our webpage. And tickets are there as well,
waiting for you. And if you want to have a little bit more inspiration beforehand, I really suggest that you watch these interviews that we've been making and doing with our speakers, because they are very insightful. Even me, like when I watch them, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a great point.
Yes.
Like Maria's, that this whole podcast is based on.
Yes. I love it. So you do that.
Enjoy the interviews and we will see you next week.
Yes. Take care, Hannah.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.